to ride on my horse, or rather common course anyway. Don't want you out in my world, just you be my backseat girl.
The bank is set for his handbrake.
Please don't you call me at home. Please don't come knocking at night. Please never ring on the phone. Your manners are never quite right. Please take the favors I grant. And see and look not too long just for me. Don't want you part of my world, just you be my backstreet girl. Just you be my backstreet girl.
Aguenta os olhos que rolam.
Ótimo, Castle. Today I've got an extra awesome game to share with you.
That's great. But have you heard of something called Hero Wars?
It is a very important test. Anyone who wishes to enjoy ultimate sound, his stereo is capable of delivering.
Man's dream of the stars when he begins to talk. The classic wonder of that dream, despite the plot of the Holocaust, which is epic.
I think you say
wings are rebels.
Do not come searching for me.
You were the first time I ever asked.
Oh. Detroit, please insert passive.
I was like, you should talk about the number.
Beginning, scan.
Because then I had to explain to my mom that I had this first name.
Warning, implant detected. Scanning, dyslexia prosthesis implant. Government approved. Warning, detected synaptic seepage. Neural failure within 24 hours. Seek medical attention immediately. Welcome.
A little pull. A little more pull. Come in right, fail it. I'm a teacher.
Respirare, solo respirare, dimenticare, e non pensare più. Respirare, solo respirare, dimenticare, e non pensare più.
It's fair to say that she's an alien construct, not an alien being, per se. She's unaware of her own nature, a tool created with a unique purpose. And that purpose begins with the visual identification of her prey, so it makes sense that the opening scene focuses on her eyes. The opening score features rapid, unrelenting tremolos, which are akin to the inner workings of the sense pressure to the sound, which returns in scenes where alien nature is center stage. For example, when we discover what happens to Laura's victims, or when she's chased by one of her own. And this pressure extends to Laura herself, crushingly emphasizing that there is no room for questions. She is a construct, not a being, and the soundtrack reminds her of this, turning antagonistic as the film progresses. If there's one song you remember from the film, it's probably this one. Its rhythmic, distorted drums and unpredictable strings are resoundingly unsettling, each gritty note expressing otherness and trepidation. The song conveys the inevitability and consistency of Laura's seduction scenes. And the effect for the audience is that, despite the graphic nudity, these scenes aren't sexual in nature, but instead disturbing. The hypnotic wall and detached stare of Laura perhaps due to their performative falseness, echoed in how the song is. It's interesting that a version of this song also plays out in one of the scenes, which takes place at the beach. Laura has to be
in the sense of
drowning in the first moment.
This is the first moment.
Here from the swimmer, but she isn't going to process it. And so the violent reaction seems to be sensitive, which is very sick. Laura kills the swimmer, but it's not hard. It should be the main thing.
You were the first person I ever asked.
The creeping survivor soundtrack supports the description. And with time, Laura begins to experience some of the depth of human behavior. At first, abhorrent, like the night, which is a complete sensory overload. With time, even her stalking becomes intercut with more candid observing, for example, focusing not just on men, but women.
The atom only a few decades ago, and through his God-given genius of science, man at last has succeeded in penetrating further and further into the unknown vastness of space.
Stay relaxed.
The moon has become the launching base for advanced exploration. From this pivotal point, astronauts, at the risk of their lives, set out to conquer nature's mysterious forces.
Keep the body relaxed.
No.
A little more body.
At last on the threshold of space.
Hi.
What makes you so interested?
Never really been told about special zones. You hear talk, little hints. Port Island, Norris, zones of total isolation. No one talks about these things.
life has never been explained.
I suggest that the catastrophe resulted in the fact that four young cosmonauts have obtained mysterious supernatural powers.
Thank you, Nikolsky. That seems a logical theory.
My dear young man, you should have known all this before.
What?
You addressed me the problem long ago.
But doctor, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting in any way that Interplanetary Security was investigating these men immediately following the disaster. No.
A scan 60 years ago, two bicycle makers from Dayton dreamed, sweated, one day produced a machine that feebly carried a man aloft for a distance of 212 feet.
Ivan, you haven't changed.
Ah, there you are. I suppose we're the only ones left from the old school now that Kizimov and Younger both retired.
Yeah, I found that out. I ran into the moon base. I'll be retiring myself, Ivan.
Is that so? You too.
Mm-hmm. Mind if I join?
No, not at all.
Just look at the way you're eating. You're not even enjoying it.
Talking to me.
The machine would stay at airborne for 17 seconds.
I'd better introduce myself.
The X-15 is one quarter of the length of the Wright brothers' first flight.
David Norton.
May I ask you a question?
The working prelude to man's eventual controlled flight into the solar.
What does your wife think about your being a cosmonaut?
She's against it.
If I had the power, I'd forbid all cosmonauts from marrying you.
All of them, just as you are told.
Please don't look at me like that. Cosmonauts face danger every day. You've got to be crazy to work in space. You think of yourself as a hero. You're all big heroes, right? But the day comes when we no longer believe in heroes and courage as we did then. We don't care about them. Tell me, Norton. How much have we expended in human lives on space exploration? You don't like thinking about that, do you? All your dead friends on Oberon. You think about them? You might die today. Do you realize that? Or if not, then tomorrow. I'm superstitious, you see. Sleeping around you cosmonauts does that. You meet a handsome young man. And he asks you to spend the rest of his life with him. The rest of his life, he says. Unfortunately, tomorrow might be the rest of his life.
You turned him down.
Yes, I did. I panic. I panic whenever I see a cosmonaut's uniform.
You really are superstitious, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think, Ludmila, might have happened to your fiancé?
Anything. You know that. When you're wearing that damned uniform and work on the plateau of the fiery serpents, almost anything could happen out there.
The minds of men have reached from canvas, wire, and leather webbing to Intel X, little alloy sheathing.
This is Mercury, Norton. I'd better go now. You know something? I wanted to look in your eyes, David of the Moon.
How come you know? You weren't there. The nickname they gave me. I don't care. I want you to tell me.
Why, I want to see your eyes?
Yes.
Because you happen to have a wife. Kizimov, younger, Lori. I understand that. Single. There's no one those men live for. Nothing at all but their work.
How do you know those three men? You said your name was Ludmila Beskova?
Bakalin. Yes, Bakalin's wife. Yes, Norton. I had a husband. He disliked that woman. In the blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees, like him, inside and outside, blew his house with the blue little window and a blue board wet, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, because he ain't got nobody to listen. I'm blue, I'm a deep, I'm a guy, I'm a deep.
By high power lightning. Once you enter the valley, you're on your own. As you fly over the crater, you'll see light. That'll be the plateau of the fiery serpent.
Exercise caution over the plateau. Landing is permitted only in the base area. It's the only zone that's protected.
Hello.
The hill designated as checkpoint.
Start the convoy's automatic charting device.
We read you. We're going now to automatic charting. We are registering high levels of electric activity on our equipment.
Return immediately if there is any danger.
We don't know which is going on or turning back.
Jilber. This is my assistant.
Weren't you informed I was coming?
We've had no news. There are 200 kilometers of electric fields. Radio contact is practically
the final sequence we hear is an actual test flight of the X-15. Successfully completed a short while ago. The voices are actual. All things are as they occur.
Receiving a negative customer review is painful for any entrepreneur. It hurts us to our soul. Seriously, it's terrible.
Sending a rescue team.
I will not permit you to send any more men out here. One man's life is not worth the risk.
All right, Norton. I understand.
Wait until I contact you. And in case I don't, the phosphorescent marking will indicate the safe way through. That's all for now.
Red. The east sunrise is red. I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your plans make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a moon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes lies me with love.
I look at you and glory be, something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching. Stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your plans make this romance too hard to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies in the sun. Wanna cry, wanna cry, wanna laugh like a moon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just
reminiscent of those bygone days.
seventh grade gym class. But after I get these tapes, I'm going to go get some Bailey's Irish Cream whiskey. Me and Dana are going to get drunk. Sub time. That's right. I don't know what the concept of anti-music will, what changes will be wrought due to the fact that we've been playing together every night practically since the last sub time and have intrinsically grown in a stylish sense to include a little more anti-music venture and to encompass the righteousness of stowing some, some nascent notes on the ears of whoever is foolhardy enough to bear with us. Well, I just checked the sound up.
Science. I communicate without words or strings.
trouble is he can't handle the much lighter swipe. Good, I can modulate that feedback. Okay, let's try. Stand closer to the speaker.
There, Helen comes through with much
more. Closer to the show. Okay, here comes Helen.
Look out, she's at her interest in it. Look out, step aside. She's actually by the needle marks. You would know she's a height. You know she's a what?
A height.
You know, the freshest, newest, latest. You know, when you put them all together, and you bring them all together, you realize that when you add them all up, they add all up. Police record.
That's the neatest part.
That's the center. I mean, that's the core.
That's the central vein.
That's the heart. That's the divisive, not divisive. That's the strong force and the weak force.
Right.
What is that CD's going to do for
the hook?
The gluten.
Billions and billions of hooks.
Yeah, like Velcro.
Little nuclear Velcro.
It's the Velcro of space, I think. I think, though.
That's what it took to make fission feasible, was the discovery of Velcro. I mean, you know, that rough part of Velcro, that's what came first.
The female or the male part of Velcro?
Yeah, that's what I've always been confused about, because, you know, you talk to electrical people, and it's the pins that determine the gender. You talk to you talk to mechanical people, and they always talk about the housing, you know, in a connector.
Right.
And...
That's the nesting instinct.
They talk about it for, you know, forever.
Ad nauseum.
Well, you know, they don't have anything else to talk about.
Well, they ad nauseum and then stir.
And then they get that horrible pain, and then they...
Right in their radio.
Yeah. Nice, no, I like that. They get on 529.
Well, you know, it's like a pendulum, and sometimes it's nice and you like it, and sometimes it hurts a lot, and you just got to ride it out.
But somebody has to be liking it when you're not liking it. I mean,
that's what happens. That's what's so odd, and really throws you off, because... In fact, I used to stand under the full moon and look up and think, right now, half of them are liking it and half of them are not liking it. And you really had to decide which pile you were in.
The half that were liking it weren't listening.
Well, yeah. And that's why we make them turn on their radios and listen, even though they're asleep.
Yeah. That's the old timer and radio method I used to use.
Yeah.
I set that on my
just
porch.
Just ad nauseam and stir.
I had this big boombox I set on my porch on Thursday night, and I would set the clock, and this is, I had to get up real early on Friday, so I couldn't really experience it. They would experience it across the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, one way I do it is I hook up my VCR to a radio. I have a VCR with hi-fi soundtrack.
Is that VCR minus?
Yeah, VCR minus, you got it. And you can record, using the timer, you can record pretty wonderful radio tracks on the hi-fi track. You can even use the slow speed, I'm told, get 1,800 to 18,000 top at the high end, which is pretty neat. When you're using the top speed, it's equal to a CD's.
Yeah, but then you only get 2 hours.
Yeah.
Your typical cool...
But any show that you might want to listen to that's really good is only 2 hours long.
Or maybe...
Keeping in mind, this one is 5 hours long.
More than 5 hours.
So it's either 2.5 times better, or it's worse than anything you've ever heard.
It's more than 4.5 hours.
For me personally, I've been advised that it strays from the norm.
But less than what? I mean, more than 4.5 hours.
It's more than a show. Well, no, it's less than an hour more than a show. No, wait, it's less. No, it's
less than.
Makes me all dizzy. It makes me want to hear Aunt Bertha.
10 hits. I mean,
10 hits. Yeah, that's true.
It's more than 10 hits, but less than a show.
That's true.
Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Backward.
No, I don't smoke.
They've been through it before, and they know the time is right. Oh, heavenly, heavenly, heavenly.
I have been through it before, but I never know if the time is right. You just have to run that flag up and see who votes for it.
Who shoots it down?
Yeah, that one's easy. And you can tell the tracer rounds. You can see where they're coming from. You've set up a logistics radar in proper sense. You can be able to see the incoming radio rounds.
What about all those obscure mil-spec radio names?
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't want to drag mil-spec on the air here. That would be two bloopers, man, for the general listening audience.
Too many specs.
You know what that does to DIT stuff.
Not enough show.
I'm hearing more fuzz than you are, because I'm actually listening. The way I do this show is I have a wireless mic on. I walk around the building.
And your Walkman eyes.
And I have a little radio with Sony VU7 headphones on. But this little radio has so much fuzz in it. It's not in the air. It's just in the radio.
Is it one of those little pocket ones?
Yeah.
That does a little clip on your buttons?
Yep.
Yeah, back.
So the problem is that the antenna is in the wiring.
Yeah.
But I can hook it up to a camcorder when I shoot shots of show, and you get a pretty neat soundtrack.
I'm running a Walkman. I'm about 70 miles away.
Oh, yeah?
And then I'm on top of a hill. So. But don't envy me, because I don't have a view.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's probably just in general, I don't have a view. But, I mean, you know, without putting it down too much.
Yeah, time for a Pink song now.
Oh,
Yeah, where's that coming from? Who are those people? Hold on, I'll be right back. What do you think, caller?
I think Don Choi finally made it back. But it's Rod Stewart. It's, what is this, Queen?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Showing your youth there.
Sometimes they've been linked.
Actually, that's not a very old song, I don't think. I mean, I think it's only about three or four years old.
Right.
The last time I saw the tape, I was in Navajo land, and I walked into a medicine man's house. I'm not kidding you. I walked into a medicine man's house, which looked like a house in Malibu, and you're out in the middle of Navajo Res, and his kids are watching that on TV. And it's the Nazi Girls band playing Robert Palmer. And they were just laughing and asking me if all white people were like that. And I said, yes, we have our shows. I have mine. They have theirs. And we have Nazi backup girls to sing.
Never run out of lipstick.
You never run out of lipstick. And they all look really mean and don't care. And
they're very talented.
No matter what they do.
Yeah, they all went to Juilliard and graduated. Except for the one in the back. She went to that place in Seattle. And the kids actually thought that I was telling the truth. Of course, this was a medicine man, of course, also. He had a picture of Jesus Christ, an oil painting of Jesus Christ on the wall. And in one hand, he had a medicine bag. In the other hand, he had a cross. And in the background were condominiums and teepees.
My favorite image of Jesus is at Reinhardt's truck stop in Petaluma. It's Jesus guiding a trucker through a stormy day or a stormy night.
He's
called Safely Through the Storm. Like, he's pointing in the direction of the road.
Record skip.
Sure, that wasn't.
Yeah, over here, doofus. And the truck is going, well, you're third, Mr. JC. You want a ride?
Hey, just floating alongside the truck.
Because the truck's about to crash. Who has that? Oh, Paul has that. A friend of mine has a great painting that was done by a religious group just before the moment. And so everybody in the world are little ghosts, and everybody's about 2 feet off the ground, headed upwards, out of trucks and in plazas and on streets and out of house windows. All these little people are going, whoop, and like little white donuts.
The moment?
Well, it's, you know, the moment before the rest of us burn in gas.
The second coming.
Yeah, all the good people are leaving. So it's all done in this very primitive style. So it's pretty realistic, I'd say.
It's like the Fantasia scene or something. Or
you mean the dancing hippos?
Velvet Elvis.
More like the unicorn.
Mambo Elvis Club from out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just like that.
Ukulele.
Ukulele. And these little fleas.
Independent.
Ukulele.
Do you people ever have guests in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Michael invited me up. I put my name on the guest list.
So. Yeah, okay, we're doing some Frem de Gee right now, though. You want a glass?
A sacred Gee?
No, Frem de Gee. It's you mentioned ukuleles, now we're in Hawaii.
I'm a bit cosmic at this point.
Ah, the 10 hits, yes.
No, 20. I put 5 in each ear.
Yeah, went right to the brain. Well, it'll improve your eyesight without glasses, I guarantee you that.
You know, that's true. Why don't we talk about all the positive attributes?